Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing a subject at present called David is a Covenant Man of Faith, and we're doing part six from the six-part series. And the topic is called Conclusion. In this Old Testament story, David is representing a New Testament believer. The brook of water represents God's Word, the Bible. The stones represent Bible verses of the promises of God's word. The shepherd's bag represents the heart or the spirit of the believer, and the sling represents the tongue of the believer. The Bible shows us quite clearly through David what a Christian or New Testament has to do and must be. We are to take the word of God from the Bible, that is God's word. We are to put it in our spirit. We are to take the promise out of our spirit that covers our situation or mountain or problem, and speak it out of our mouth. We put it on our tongue, we speak it out of our mouth by faith at the problem or mountain and command it in the name of Jesus to be removed. We do not let the problem or mountain speak to us ever again. We are to hit the devil or the problem or the mountain and do not stop until it is complete victory, to where the victory becomes a testimony. This story about David and Goliath is very important to every born-again believer operating in the power of God and the anointing of God with the word of God. David ran towards the problem or the situation, not in fear, but in faith. He looked at the situation and thought that that giant is a prize to me. If I kill him, bring him down, I will get a reward. We go towards any problem that Satan has been put before us. We go in faith, looking through the eyes of our covenant, looking through the eyes of the word of God that's on the inside of us. The word of God must be on the inside of a believer, that at the time when we need it, it will come to our remembrance. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit will bring to us our remembrance of the word of God, but we need the word of God on the inside of us in our spirit man. When the problem comes, run towards the problem. Do not run back from it in fear. Do not give fear place in your life. You go towards the problem, not in fear, in faith, and you speak the word of God, because the word of God is anointed with power and it's absolute truth. The word of God is the answer to every problem. The problem must move if we stand in faith, confessing the word of God. Therefore, the Holy Spirit has the power and the authority to come on that word and to make it happen. David and Goliath are a very good example of the devil talking to a new born-again believer. Walk in faith, speak the word of God, bring the devil down, and make sure he's completely down before you stop, and don't let him come back into your life. We are to meditate the word of God day and night, like Joshua did in Joshua 1:8, until we have the revelation and believe the promises. David knew his covenant with God. He believed it and he acted upon it in faith. He believed God to honor his word. Your breakthrough in your situation depends upon you knowing your covenant or the word of God, believing it and acting upon it. God is waiting for you to do it. He has already done everything for you, but he will not do it for you. That is your part of the covenant. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 19, it says, I call heaven and earth this day to record against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursings. Therefore choose life, that you and your seed may live. In this scripture, God is actually saying, I'm giving you the choice, life or death. It's in your hands. You choose. God wants us to choose life, to choose the life that Christ lived. In other words, God wants us to see the example of Jesus and follow that example and to be developed into Christ-likeness. Again, I thank you for being with me through this whole subject. We're completing it today, and I thank you. And I just ask you to keep meditating on what I've taught you or shown you or shared with you over the last six topics. They're very important also to the maturity, spiritual maturity of a believer. Tests, trials will come your way. Goliaths will speak to you. Mountains will speak to you. Problems will speak to you. But God says, speak back to them. They must pull back as you speak back to them, in Jesus' name. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.